Dating giant Match pushes woke DEI agenda instead of protecting women from predators. By Lucas Nolan on February 21, 2025. Match Group, the dating app giant that owns Tinder and Hinge, attempted to influence elections by mobilizing young leftist singles for Kamala Harris while pushing radical DEI agendas instead of protecting women from sexual predators lurking on their platforms. The company's radical leftist agenda is continuing into the Trump administration. After trying to use its app to shift the election to Kamala Harris, Match Group, which owns over 50% of the online dating market, including Hinge, Tinder, OkCupid, and Match.com, appointed major Democratic donor Spencer Raskoff as its new CEO. Raskoff has contributed nearly $100,000 to Democrats, including maxing out to Kamala Harris, Hillary Clinton, and Joe Biden's campaign. He also contributed to Pete Buttigieg, Gavin Newsom, and the DNC. These personal contributions are nothing compared to Match Group's attempts to swing the election to Kamala using Tinder and other apps. Tinder promoted what it called nonpartisan voter registration to counter misinformation on its app and encouraged it to drive the turnout of single Gen Z voters. Specifically, they encouraged users to put stickers on their profiles to vote, such as "I registered to vote and I voted." However, Tinder also encouraged its users to put their votes on reproductive and transgender issues. As Match's chief marketing officer Melissa Hopley explained in a press release on how Tinder singles could shift the November election's results, "At Tinder, we believe in the power of our community to drive meaningful change by advocating for the rights of women and LGBTQ+ individuals. The Take Action Center puts that power in our users' hands, helping them register and vote to protect these essential freedoms. Encouraging young single women who support LGBTQ+ and reproductive rights to vote, hoping to shift the election, was unambiguously an attempt to sway the election to Harris, which failed miserably. Since the election, Match Group has doubled down on left-wing policies. While Silicon Valley giants like Facebook and even ultra-woke Google cut back their DEI programs and position themselves as more pro-Trump after the election, Match Group has doubled down on wokeness and DEI 1 week after Trump's inauguration. Match posted a job opening for Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. The job requires 8+ years of experience leading DEI initiatives and notes the DEI team at Match Group operates at the center of the organization's mission. Match has previously said this job would implement the company's commitment to racial and social equity across its global portfolio and report directly to the CEO. In first launching its DEI leader, Match noted our platforms create communities that welcome users from every background and demographic around the world. These demographics apparently include sex offenders but not Trump supporters. As Breitbart recently reported, the dating app's reporting project showed Match has known about reports of rape, drugging, and assault involving users on its various dating apps. Still, it failed to openly disclose the extent of the issue or take sufficient measures to safeguard its users. Internal documents show that as early as 2016, Match Group began tracking users reported for serious offenses like rape across all of its apps. By 2022, its central database called Sentinel was collecting hundreds of troubling incidents every week, according to company insiders. Yet Match Group never released a promised transparency report that would have revealed the extent of sexual violence occurring on and off its platforms. Even when users like Denver cardiologist Stephen Matthews were repeatedly reported for rape on apps like Hinge, they were allowed to keep creating new profiles and matching with unsuspecting women. At least 15 women eventually reported that Matthews, who had no prior criminal record, raped or drugged them after meeting on Match Group apps. He was sentenced to 158 years in prison in 2024. Instead of safeguarding its users from sexual assault, Match has spent more time policing users on hate speech and even using facial recognition tools to ban users who were at the January 6th protests, even if they did not enter the Capitol. While other tech companies are hitting the brakes on woke leftist policies and DEI initiatives in the Trump era, Match is going full speed ahead. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.